garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, yesterday we were looking at, as the Bible calls it, an evil heart of unbelief. And we've got to guard ourselves that unbelief doesn't creep into our lives through various and different ways. And I'm going to show you one way that there's this unbelief, or it's not even unbelief, but it's a belief that is causing you not to walk in the blessings of God in your own life. We're in Hebrews 3:12. So let's join the service. Let's pick it up and take care of this stuff and get it out of our lives in Jesus' name.
Remember when the 12 spies came back? 10 said, can't do it. 2 said we can. Do you recall that? And then the 10 that said they can't do it, remember, they said there are giants. There were giants. They got walled cities. They had walled cities. They got chariots. They had chariots. They got great armies. They had great armies. And they said what they saw. And God called that an evil report. Why did he say that when they're just saying this facts? But I'm a realist, Pastor. I call things the way they are. And I told you, that's your problem. God says in Romans 4:17, call things that are not as though they were. And you're calling things that are as though they are. So they're going to stay that way in your life.
That's true.
When you say I'm sick, it's staying with you. When you say I'm broke, it's staying with you. Come on, this is God's way of doing things, all right? He created us in His image and His likeness, and that's the way He does things. Read about it in Mark 11:22 through 24 and all over the Bible. So He says that's an evil report. And they couldn't get in for one word, unbelief.
Amen.
So unbelief, not believing God, is evil in His sight. Why did He say it's an evil report? Because He said, I've given you the land, go in and possess it. I've given it to you, now go and take it. It's like salvation. It's available, now receive it. It's like healing. It's available, now receive it. Amen. But they couldn't do it, and He called it what they were saying, the facts. He said, overrode what He said. And He said, that's an evil report of unbelief. So you don't want this garden variety of unbelief that comes to everybody. The minute you start believing God for something, or the bank manager, the screws are on now, or the school, or the principal, or the psychiatrist, or the economy, soon as there's that pressure, or the doctor, and the pressure's on, and it's like, this is where the rubber meets the road, He sends unbelief. The devil tries to get you into unbelief, and he'll use anybody to do it. He'll use your family. Oh, you can never do that. Be quiet quick. You know the actual translation for be quiet quick is?
Shut up.
You need to tell people to stop.
Yes, true.
It's some of the people that you know and love that come with the most negative. Come on, think about it. You're going to do what? I know you. That's what they said to Jesus. You want to come in here and get us healed? We know who you are. We know where you're from. We know your brothers and sisters. Come on. So He says, make sure there's no evil unbelief. Evil unbelief. When you don't believe God, He considers it evil. You're calling him a liar when he says you healed, you're prosperous, you had peace, you got joy. I'll take care of you, all that. I'll protect you. And you're saying, you can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. That's evil in his sight. That's what we're reading, right? And he says, yeah, make sure there's no evil unbelief lying around that will trip you up and throw you off course, diverting you from the living God. And then the last one I need to read is the Living Bible. Beware then of your own hearts, of your own hearts. We're going to look at that in a minute. Dear brothers, lest you find that they too are evil and unbelieving and are leading you away from the living God. Now that word heart, we're going to be looking at that in a big way. But I want you to know, to change this and to get rid of unbelief, it's going to be a journey, but it is doable. It is doable. Everyone say it's doable. If God says to you, take out the unbelief out of your life, then that means you can. He says, don't let unbelief be there. That means you can let unbelief not be there. If he says that you can do all things through Christ, then you better believe you can do all things through Christ. Because God is God. Amen? Amen. That was one of the biggest revelations in my life when I found out that God knew more than me. It was amazing. I was shocked. To tell you honestly, I was shocked. God knows more than me? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Come on, some of us are so big deal, no one can tell us anything. Amen. I know. Yeah, you lie. Why do we do that? Who are we trying to impress? Amen. The Pharisees standing on the soapboxes, praying in front of the people with their phylacteries and on their heads and their tassels, standing there, God says they've received their reward already. Yeah, that's their reward. I know, you got your reward. Go know it somewhere else. Rather be, are you serious? Maybe I can learn something. I mean, seriously, we got to do that. Yes. Amen. Now, we're going to start on the word heart. Proverbs 4:23. Praise God. And I'm reading from the King James. Look what he says here. Above all else. Above all else. What does that mean? More than anything, right? More than anything else. Above all else. I mean, think about what God's about to say something. Above all else, guard your heart. Why, God? For everything you do flows from it. Amen. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. Flows from what? Flows from my heart. Amen. Everything I do flows from my heart. Now, hang on a second. I'm addicted to coffee. I'm addicted to drugs. Why? It's flowing from your heart. Now, we're going somewhere. So, just stay with me, all right? It's coming from somewhere that I'm addicted, that I'm a liar, compulsive liar, that I'm in fear all the time, that I'm always being stressed out. Why? Because it's coming from my heart. The things I do, the life I live, is coming from my heart. Amen. Now, the word heart, that word that he says heart, out of the Strong's Concordance, it's number 3820. This is going to start telling you why you do what you do. And I'm going into a little bit more detail and depth in this one, but we need to hear this, and I need to write a book on this. Now watch here, number 3820 from the Strong's Concordance, the heart. Because I was told the heart means the real me, my spirit man. That's what I grew up believing, that the heart of the issue was the spirit man, the real me. You see, we're a three-part being. You all know that, right? We're created in God's image and likeness. Is that correct? And God is a spirit. Amen. It tells us that in many scriptures, right? And so he created us like him as a spirit being. Because when you die, that's not the end of you. Because your spirit goes on living in one of two places, incidentally. Right? And so the heart, remember, you're a spirit with the soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you live in a body. We're a three-part being, just like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't quite understand it all, but that's what God told us, right? Yes. And we've got scriptures all over. We've taught that so long. Now, number 3820, the word heart there means the inner man or the mind or the will. The inner man, the mind, the will, the heart. Because I never understood that. Look at another scripture. We're going to carry on in this vein. Another scripture, Matthew 12:34. And look what it is. And write these down so you can check them out at home and do things like that. You, on the back of your bulletin, there's space to write. Matthew 12:34. Look at this. Jesus was speaking. And he said, "O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil," this is King James, "speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Amen. So evidently, whatever this heart is, I'm living that way and I'm speaking from that area. All right? That word heart, again, is number from the Strong's, is number 2588. 2588. And it means the thoughts or feelings or mind. Thoughts, feelings, mind. Now we know our soulish realm comprises your mind, your will, and your emotions. In actual fact, you can do a study online with not even a Christian study, and you can and study out what these scientists and psychologists and psychiatrists say. They understand about the soul. And often what they do is they treat the soul, or the doctor treats the body, but they forget the spirit. That's why it's better to go to a Christian, whatever, because they understand. Because if you take care of my body, but you see, they take care of the symptom, but they never get the cause. Amen. And you wonder why I'm going through this over and over and over. Now, I'm not against these people. Remember, I've always said, I'm not against doctors. I'm not against anything like that. I'm just trying to show us there's a better way. All right, so now watch here. It's 2588, the thoughts or the feelings or the mind. Now let's go to one more scripture, Proverbs 23 and verse 7. We all know the scripture, I'm sure. I'm reading the A part, and I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. He says, "For as he thinks," who? You, me, the man. "As a man thinks in his" where? Heart. "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he in behavior." One who manipulated. So as he thinks in that area called the heart, the issues of my life come out of there. My words out of my mouth come from there. And as what's in my heart is the way I'm living. Amen. So evidently, if I'm always addicted, if I'm always in fear, there's some area in my life, in the makeup of me as a human being, either in my mind, which is my soul, or in my body, or in my spirit. Does that make sense? Because if God's saying it's coming out of an area, then it's got to be in this area somewhere. Are we all in agreement? Tonight's like a bit of a different style of teaching, but it's important for us to get a hold of this, because when we get a hold of this, it can change everything about your life. And so when you look at that scripture, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he," that tells me if I can change the way the man thinks in that area, in his heart, I can change the man. Does it not say that? "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Out of the issue of your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and your issues of your life flow out of your heart. So if I can change what's going on in that heart area, whatever it is, then I can change me.
That's right. Amen.
How many of you have lived from year to year battling to pay the mortgage or the rent? Yeah. From month to month to month to month. What's up with that? You work hard, you try to work wise, you do the best you can, you tithe, you give offerings, and yet you're still battling.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.